You know, when I come to Dr. Garanyasin's premises and do these interviews, we then load them onto, because they're audio booths, we load them onto Facebook and they go onto my Twitter page. They've all got to have a name so you know which one they are. We've labelled this one Sitting on a Time Bomb, which sounds like a great new movie at theatres from Friday. Why have we called it that?
Well, it's Dental Health Month. February is Dental Health Month, and we really need to stress the point to those people who have not been in on a regular checkup in the last year. Because every single day I see people come in with simple little problems that we can take care of, had it been a year ago that they came in, that are now abscesses, root canals, lost teeth, cracked teeth, having to be extracted, bridges, extremely painful, extremely difficult, extremely expensive procedures that could have been resolved with just a simple little x-ray and a simple little filling, had it been a year ago that they came in.
See, the thing is, Gary, you're talking to a bloke. And, you know, our wives may nag us to come along, but me being a bloke who's paying a mortgage and paying for this and got the car payments, I'm thinking, if I go to the dentist, it's going to cost me money. What you're saying is, prevention is better than cure. If I came to you, I might get a bill for $50, $60, $300, but that's better than getting a $4,000 bill or a $2,000 bill because I'll leave it an extra 10 months.
Absolutely, Alex. I mean, why do people get an oil change in their car? It just makes sense. And a lot of people take better care of their car than they do themselves. So get in, get the dentist to check your teeth, take some radiographs, and I mean, take those pictures, because in between the teeth, you can't tell if you have a cavity or not. I had a patient today, a person I've known for a couple of years, who came in today, and he had two teeth that had decayed all the way to the nerve, and he wasn't in pain. Well, he would someday be in pain, and someday have a huge abscess, but he wasn't in pain, and these teeth were decayed to the nerve. So a person would say, well, why didn't it hurt? Well, everybody's different in how their body fights the infection. But this gentleman's about 55 years old. And I said, you know, while your body's fighting that infection, you're not feeling anything, you could get cancer and your body wouldn't have the energy to fight that problem off. And then you've got something that could kill you.
Right. Are dental infections, can they be dangerous like they were, you know, 100 years ago? Or was all that out the window now?
No, absolutely. There was a story about a young man who was just, I think it was last year, 12 years old, died of a dental infection. And his mother was very upset because she didn't take the time and effort to take him to the dentist. I see patients, you know, at times that come in and they're all swollen. But the worst case scenario, and I had two patients that came into my office after they had had this episode, they ended up in the hospital with brain abscesses from rotting teeth that they didn't even know were decayed. They had no pain, but they woke up in the office after being a day or two in a coma from a brain abscess where the infection went from the tooth to the brain.
Because aren't you guys spies as well for doctors? You can look in a mouth and you might see something that may not be that related to teeth as we would think, but actually you're looking for mouth cancers and things like that too.
Yes, and unfortunately 5 months ago I did find a mouth cancer. And then a year ago we had a patient who had to have a lip replaced because he had neglected having evaluations on a regular basis, and he had gotten lip cancer, which he didn't think was a big deal. And it ended up being a big deal because he waited too long. So a person who has something that's a little unusual, if they wait, it could be life and death.
Right. So come and see your local dentist, and particularly if he's Dr. Garanyasin from Front Street Family Dentistry, you're always happy to take on, I know you're busy, but you're always happy to take on new clients, particularly if they just want to walk in, introduce themselves, and you take that first look.
Simple little exam, you know, twice a year is going to save you so much money and so much grief down the line.
How do we get in touch?
Just call me at 407-566-1146. That's Front Street Family Dentistry, Dr. Gary Nelson.